Michael, would you state your name and ADC number, sir?
Yes, Joanne McClure, 210732.
Thank you, Mr. McClure. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, you will notify this hearing back on March the 5th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that, among other things, stated that you could obtain a license attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And let me introduce the four members who will be conducting your hearing. And they are the Honorable Mr. Bill Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael, Mr. David Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Lou Kiwanis. And my name is C.T. Wright. And we also have in the room the gentleman that you should be able to see now, and that is the Honorable Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer. Mr. McClure and Mr. Grady, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and you so firm. Mr. McClure?
Yes.
And Mr. Grady?
I do.
Thank you so very much. Now, Mr. McClure, we're going to begin the hearing. We go through two phases. Phase one is to make a determination whether to violate the terms and conditions of supervision. Phase two, whether to revoke or continue your supervision. Now, we're going to begin with phase one, and in phase one, I'm going to read the one allegation on your word. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? Any reason that you're in violation of Arizona conditions of supervision number two is demonstrated by your failure to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center, MRC, located at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on December 11, 2018, as directed on December 10, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, sir. Thus, you were under stronger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. McClure, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, now we're going into phase two of your hearing, and phase two is very important because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your supervision or to continue you on the limits of supervision. We're going to ask that you remain quiet as we receive some testimony about you coming from the Department of Corrections. So if you remain quiet at this time, we're going to request that the Honorable Mr. Grady would give us some testimony about you, sir. So hold tight, sir. Okay, Honorable Mr. Grady, sir.
Mr. McClure was released from DLC on November 21st of 2018. He was arrested on February 14th of 2019 by the Intel PD. He has no new charges. He was returned to DLC on February 14th of 2019. He has a CSED of June 25th of 2019 that reflects 25 Oscana days. Current conviction, 2018, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2016, shoplifting, 3 years. He has two terms of DLC. His CUIR scores are 2-2, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 1. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2018. The defendant was released on an absolute discharge. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 2012, theft, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He's got a community risk score of a G2B3.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Grady. Okay, Mr. McClure, we're going to look for a few seconds at your case supervision summary. It seems that when you were initially released, you were to reside at the Deep within recovery in Peoria, Arizona, and then you were to go over with your wife, and I believe that was at 5701 North 57th Avenue in Glendale, and then I believe that your wife was on probation, and therefore you ended up going to the Maricopa Reentry Center for the Motivational enhancement program, and I think they asked you to stay there because you had relapsed and had used some illegal substances, am I correct, so forth, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now while you were out there, did you have any employment at all, sir?
On disability, sir.
Oh, you're on disability, and why are you on disability, is it?
I have a personality disorder.
Oh, okay, are you on any kind of medication or anything like that, sir?
I have any medication.
Okay, sir, and how are you doing, is it, do you feel okay these days, sir?
I'm doing good.
Okay, well, you're looking great, and we're glad to know that you're doing pretty good these days, sir. While you were out, you were given a PIN number, and did you do a UA while you were out, sir?
I didn't have a chance to get one.
You were not long enough to take one. Okay. Now, but while you were out, you did use some methamphetamine, didn't you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is that your drug of choice, or you just happened to use it that one time, sir?
Okay.
Okay, sir. Now, would you explain to me and the board what was going on between you and your wife? She was on probation or something, and you couldn't remain with her. What was going on, sir, with that marriage, sir? You say you've been married for about 20 years, sir?
20 years, sir.
Okay, well, and so is everything okay with your marriage these days? I mean, I know you're incarcerated at the moment. Is everything going okay with your marriage, sir?
My wife has a good marriage, sir.
Okay.
Well,
I'm glad to know that. That's always important. I'm glad that you reported that, sir. Now, this MRC program, this Motivational Enhancement Program, you didn't complete it, did you? Or did you complete it, sir?
I didn't complete it, sir.
Okay. Why didn't you complete it? Because you have to leave? I mean, because you left and was reincarcerated? Did that mean you didn't complete it, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, what were you doing when the Glendale police picked you up, sir?
I was shopping, I said I was going to go to Walgreens,
now, when you were there at Walgreens, were you shoplifting or doing something else? Okay, sir. Well, at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. I don't see any comments or questions from other board members. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir. But this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a brief statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Anything you want to tell the board or you can tell? What did you say, sir? I interrupted. Okay, sir. Well, now the board is running discussion, and we're going to ask that you remain quiet at this time, and the board is running discussion. I want to just say that I want to express my appreciation to Mr. McClure. He's been so receptive, and he's saying to me that he understands what we're doing, and despite the fact that he has this little health challenge, he's still moving forward and feels good, and everything is working out with him and his wife. And hopefully he's off. He just had that methamphetamine for one time, unfortunately. But because of that methamphetamine and because he did abstain for 25 days, I don't feel that he's suitable to be put out in the community at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Hearing that from other board members, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be, as I've already stated, based upon 25 days of abstaining use of an illegal substance. I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Agreed.
Motion by C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Cabanas, the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, the board has announced we'd like to revoke your command supervision. However, you are scheduled to be released on June the 25th of this year, just around the corner. At that time, you will not have to report to a parole officer. You're going to be on your own at that time. Supervisor officer, you're going to be on your own, so we wish you the best. Put together a plan so when you get out this time, sir, you will never, no, never, never put on that iron shirt again. Okay, sir?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck, sir.